Okay, Coach, whenever you're ready.
Okay, first off, credit to Pitt. Really good basketball team. You know, they've they had some they got a veteran group, and they made some veteran shots and some key times when the game could have gone either direction. And a credit to them to making some really good shots, tough shots, with a couple times their hand in their face, Hinson especially, and then Cummings hit some big shots as well. I was proud of our guys. I mean, you know, we've gotten better. We've improved. We're playing the right way. We had zero turnovers the first half, four the second, and obviously that won that last one. But you know, four overall, and you know, the balls, the crispness of the ball is moving, and our cutting is much better at this time right now than we were, you know, a month ago. So we just got to keep getting better. Really proud of our guys on their compete in their battle. But I think the difference of the game was Pitt was 19 for 20 from the free throw line, meaning that they stepped up and made their free throws. I mean, they hit big free throws. And 33, Federico's, you know, he was a really good player. But, you know, he came in the game shooting 50-some-odd percent from the free throw line and hit 8 for 8. So it was just one of those deals. But and they hit some timely shots. Their veteran group made big shots and big times and key times when the game could have maybe shifted another direction. And we had a couple great looks late that unfortunately didn't make it. But proud of our young men, and got to just keep getting better. Got a great opportunity on Saturday and go from there.
Kelly, go ahead.
Josh, obviously shorthanded tonight. I think it was 3 scholarship guys in travel, including Davon and Tristan, who've both been in your guard rotation. Did that catch up? It seemed like maybe the 9-minute mark of the second half, you guys went stone cold there for a little bit and just had a few free throws and one bucket, and that was where Pitt pulled away finally in the game.
Well, I think during that stretch, we had a couple really good looks. Like even that one, there was Lance. We got a swing, and that might have been even later in the game too, but we got that swing Lance, and the one before we had two good looks by Debo right there as well too. So we had a couple just great opportunities, just that happens. But, you know, we've shortened the rotation to this point. You know, our guys just, you know, I feel they're in really good condition right at this point, and maybe got a little tired during that stretch, but we also had some really good looks. And I also think Pitt hit a couple shots where, I mean, you know, from the naked eye where I was standing and not watching the film yet, I thought we had a couple times our hand was right there, and guys are they're an old group. I mean, their starting five is older than the Oklahoma City Thunder starting five, so you know that goes a long way, especially in this league. You know, being old, it makes a big difference, and their experience, the veteran group, made some key timely shots when obviously could have gone, you know, it could have gone our direction, but credit to Pitt.
Josh, Miles and Kyle were really in a rhythm for you guys to get you guys scoring. What did you guys scheme up for them to get the opportunities, and did Pitt change anything that kind of slowed you guys' pace in the final minute?
Yeah, I mean, look, I thought Miles and Kelly, and I think Miles Kelly, right moves, had a career high. So, had a career high. He's getting better, Miles. I mean, he's starting to play better offensively because he's been tougher defensively, and he's been better on the defensive glass. I just think it all correlates when you have a toughness about you, and it helps you offensively. And same thing with Kyle. He's been better offensively because he's been tougher defensively. And it's just taken us a little time to get there, but we've gotten there, so they understand that. They were in really good rhythm, and those two played really well. And it's a guards game. I mean, in college basketball, it's a guards game, really any level. And those two, from our guard standpoint, really played well tonight. You know, it hurt us not having Lance getting in foul trouble. I played him with 3 fouls in the first half. Just, I'm not big on saving guys in foul trouble, you know, and anyone that, you know, knows me. So I usually play guys. Guys got foul trouble, I will play them. But, you know, not having him in his normal way hurt us this evening.
You think that was the biggest difference, especially down the stretch, or was there anything that Pitt did?
No, I thought, you know, Pitt's a good, they're a good basketball team. I mean, they're just good. And I think, you know, Federico, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing his name, but he's I think he's second leading shot blocker in the ACC, and he just does a, you know, makes a big difference. But they hit big shots. I mean, it's a make and miss game, and I thought Nelly Cummings hit. I mean, he played like a Grizzly veteran, and so did Blake Hinson. I mean, he had big shots. Those guys hit big shots. I thought we did a good job overall in Burton, and he's a really good player. But I mean, Greg Elliott hit a big three in the corner. There's just guys they're old and they made big shots. And credit to Pittsburgh, they're a good basketball team.
Kelly, got one.
Just obviously you guys have been a little bit snake bit on the road in these close games, and just I guess how frustrating is it to once again come up short on the road?
You look back and just, you know, it's such a fine line, and you know, you work 365, 24/7, your mind's just occupied it every single day of every waking hour. Like, that's all I think about. And even during the off season for these 31 guaranteed regular season opportunities, and those possessions are, I call it, you know, so precious, every single possession, you know, and you try to win every single possession that you coach and play. And we should have won the Notre Dame game on the road. We had the game at North Carolina State, had the Wake game on the road, and we had a great opportunity tonight. You know, just unfortunately, we just been one of those things where you're a little bit snake bit when you've had some chances just to, you know. But we are getting better. We just got to keep staying with it. And but yeah, that's those eat at you. There's no question about that.
A couple more. One in the back.
With Davon Smith being out tonight, how do you think that affected the players and their game tonight as well?
Well, Davon was out because he was due to his ankle. He wasn't cleared to play, and just due to our, usually for guys who aren't cleared to play, just because of our rigorous curriculum at Georgia Tech, you know, they need to be in, stay behind for academics and just be in class. So that was for that. So yeah, we'd rather have him be eligible to be able to play health wise, but he's. That's up to the trainers whenever they clear him and whenever his ankle feels better. So it's just, that's going to be to be determined based on his health.
And do you think that affected how the players played tonight?
No, I thought the guys, I mean, look, having an extra body doesn't hurt, obviously, and Davon Smith's a really good basketball player, but you know, you got to go with what you got to go with. And I thought our guys battled, competed, and played their tails off and left it all on the floor.
Last one, Kelly.
Do you have a bug or something going around? Because you were down even walk-ons and stuff tonight. Like,
yeah, a couple guys got sick, but also a couple guys were sick, and a couple guys were sick on Saturday too, and just, you know, being cautious about that because we don't want to lose. We're thin as it is, and just being extra careful and with just the little stuff.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, John.